All right, holy cow, Bro Malley fam. This is the third time we're trying to start this. We've been having mic issues. We're having fucking geckos in the fireplace.
Yep.
Michael, hit your vape real quick. Let's get started.
Let's roll, baby.
We can't get our minds right without a fat vape hit to the head. You said you quit for a couple hours the other day.
I quit for a whole day. Test myself.
Is that considered quitting?
For a whole day. Well, I went nicotine free for a day.
That's actually impressive, though.
Yeah, I wanted to see. And I actually went for 27 hours.
Damn.
And then
that's how you know you're addicted, is when you count down hours.
Yeah. Sometimes it's minutes, dude.
Speaking of, that wasn't a good segue. But I had some serious FOMO last night. We went out to the fights. Tim, we had two guys fighting. Mitch, as an amateur, beat the shit out of his guy. And then Alex, second pro fight, also beat the shit out of his guy. Choked him in the first round. Great times. And Art and Tim. Tim was like, I got a pass. My boo said I can go out. The only rule is don't die. Let's have a night.
Don't die?
Yeah. Nice. So you didn't even get a proper celebration after your fight. It's been 2 weeks. Let's go celebrate. And I went home after the fights. Went straight home.
Fire.
Got in the Lambo. Went the speed limit.
God, you're getting old.
Me and G went straight home. And it was tough. It was hard. I was in the parking lot. I'm like, I can still stay. And then we started driving, and it got, I don't know if it's getting better or worse, but I was having some serious FOMO. The fellas went out. The squad went out last night, and Sugar went home. And didn't even sleep that good because I got home late. Had the FOMO. Had a surge of energy running through my veins. Just happy to be here. Happy to be there. And but I woke up this morning, and I was like, God, let's go, baby. You are God.
I don't know about
it's cousin.
That.
No, you don't even finish. God's cousin?
Son.
We're all... Dude,
son.
I am God's son. Well, anyway. You know what's weird? I want to get into the fights real quick, too, but I was having a conversation with Mom, and I didn't believe her, because I have two kittens, and she's like... I'm like, oh, that was a long-haired... She said that was a long-haired cat. This one's not. I'm like, what do you mean they were born at the same time? They don't have different dads. And she's like, yeah, that's possible. I'm like, no, it's not. ChatGPT did it. She was right.
Yeah.
It is possible.
It's possible
for
in humans too.
Very, 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 very rare right. in humans. And
but
Mom
it's
told me that the reason it's very, 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 very rare is because most women are monogamous. Yeah. I'm like, you sweet innocent lady. But damn, that's crazy. Imagine having birth. You have twins, and they're just different dads.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I didn't know that was even possible in cats. Fun times. UFC. Mario looked so good yesterday. He fought Vinicius Oliveira. Vinicius supposedly was 190, and then he's 160, and then he cut 30 pounds. And, like, to me, when people, like, brag about... Not brag. I don't know if he's bragging. I was hearing it from other
people. No, he seemed
people.
Arrogant as fuck.
It's like, why... Well, that's not cool. That's not good. That's not, oh, I cut more weight. That is dumb. It's stupid. It's like... show up at a reasonable... Like, to me, it was just so stupid. It's not... I don't get why... People think cutting weight is cool. It's like, it's not. It's fucking hard. It's stupid. It's not. It's unprofessional if you have to cut that much weight. Go up a weight class. He gassed out in the first round.
Yeah, he looked like shit, and I was so happy. I was so happy to see his ass.
I think it was because Mario looked so good.
He did look good.
Mario looked so focused. He knew what he needed to go out there and do. Went out there and did it.
Yeah.
And God, it would do that fight. Got me fired up. That finishing sequence, Kimura. Kid gave up his back, ripped the rear naked, looks so good. Calls out Corey Sandhagen. A lot of people don't even know. Mario got in the UFC because he took a short notice fight against Corey Sandhagen.
I've seen that. I did
years ago. And Corey subbed him, but dude, that was a different... They're both different athletes now, different fighters now. Mario versus Corey would be a sweet fight. Mario, I mean, I feel like that Mario that fought showed up a lot, that yesterday would have... I mean, Umar's good, but I feel like that would have been a different fight. But yeah, Mario looked good. Called out Umar or called out Corey. We'll see where he goes from there. That was fire. That was cool as hell.
I was satisfied. That guy was talking that shit at the beginning, so I was satisfied to see him get his ass kicked, dude.
Yeah, it always is.
I really was.
That's the thing about talking shit. It's like you want to talk shit, but you don't want to be on the fucking highlight reel of it. Being the other way. Funny story. Funny story, man. So we go to Tim's wife. Mariah rides horses. She barrel races, yeah. Right? Okay. So we go to this barrel race, not too far from away from the house. Tim's smoking on that herb, right? Hired and shit. And we get there. He records a video of Mariah fucking racing. We drive back to my house. He walks home. About 10 minutes later, he walks back to my house. He's like, dude, I can't find my fucking phone. And I'm like, I'm calling it. I'm looking at my car. I'm looking all around my house. Him and Mariah drive back to the barrel race place, look for his phone there, nothing. They drive back home, walk back over, look in the car again. They walk back over. He texts me. It was on the charger. Dude, I was at this time pretty high too. I was crying laughing. I'm like, you are so smart. Dude, I was laughing so hard. He said it was on the charger. And then that is the guy I take financial advice from. Bitcoin's down. He's like, dude, gotta buy Bitcoin. And I do. And I did. And I bought a lot of it. And I bought a lot more Bitcoin. So the same guy that can't find his phone after he plugged it in is the same guy that I take financial advice from. That stupid?
No, that's smart as hell. So, sounds like great.
Bought a lot of Bitcoin. Another funny Tim story.
Yeah.
2000, probably 15, 16, a couple years, been down here. Dad came down and visited. We're walking around, I think the dollar store, to be honest. And I walk past this thing, and he goes, I was like, what the fuck was that? Walk past again. It's this whistling bird that when you walk past it, it whistles. So Dad and I are like, let's put this in Tim's room. Because me and Tim had a two-bedroom room. So we put it in the air filter.
Yeah.
And Tim, for like a couple days, just freaking out. He's like, dude, what the fuck? There's a bird in my wall. And this, it was so fucking funny. Me and Dad were dying laughing.
That's funny.
That every time Tim would walk past this thing, go, it would whistle. And Tim thought it was a fucking bird in there.
How long did it take for him to figure it out?
We ended up telling him. I felt bad, I think. It's hard. My memory's blurred. I remember how funny it was, but I don't remember how. I think we ended up telling him because I felt bad, but that's a great. I mean, you could do that. A good little prank.
That's funny shit.
6 to 7 fights on the White House card. And I see a lot. I saw that. Did you see that? They're saying there's only going to be 6 or 7 fights on the White House card.
Oh, instead of the early prelims and all the bullshit, it's not going to be on there?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I've seen everything but that opinion. I keep saying it's stupid. Why even have a card? It's a waste of a card. I'm like, dude, that seems about right. Have 6 or 7 fucking bangers.
Right.
Have 2 hours of fights that are just bangers on that card. Seems like it makes more sense to me than having 12 fights and 6 of them you don't give a fuck about.
Right.
Or even more. So what do you think about that?
I think that's a good idea. Especially for being at the White House, if it's not going to be in a big arena where people have all that shit to, you know, do in between.
Yeah, I think I saw something where it was like Michael Chandler's the only confirmed, like Dana said, like, oh yeah, we're having Michael Chandler on it for sure. So people are like, oh, that's the only for sure fighter that's going to be on the card. UFC has reached out to me, no update on that.
Did I see they were trying to do it on the 4th of July?
I thought it was June, end of June or something.
Maybe it's just one of those Facebook stupid-ass things that go.
Ankle's still so god. Been playing a lot of pickleball. Been really getting back into pickleball. God damn it, it's so fun, dude. You can play for 2 hours and you're just like, who else wants to play, man? It's so fun. I'm going to go play again at 1 today. But yeah, you're going to play it and you're going to love it. You're going at 1? It's so much fun, yeah.
Oh, shit, I won't get home till then. I was going to say maybe I'll bring Steph out and play.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are more than welcome to come out at any time. We're having the pickle. Oh, you guys should come pickle prom this Friday. Friday.
Zay's got his dance Friday. At dance? His school dance Friday.
Shut up.
We got a chaperone.
You are?
Yeah, I mean,
and he wants you to?
No, he doesn't. He's got a crush. It's so funny.
No.
He talks about her every day, dude.
What's her name? Well, I guess I don't really think about her.
Like, yeah, it's not like I know her last name.
Make her name up.
No, it's funny. It's Camila.
Camila. So, yeah. Oh my gosh, a little Latina?
You must be, dude.
Dude, that is hilarious. How old is they?
7. Every day he's like, when I put him to sleep, he's like, we'll say our prayers and everything. He's like, Dad, let's have some bro talk.
No, so, he says that?
Yeah,
that's
he says.
Funny.
He says, so what does it mean when a girl's looking at you and you look over and she looks away?
That's a question everyone asks.
And I was like, she has a crush. He's like, oh, I knew she had a crush on me. And I told him he wanted to have his friend ask her to be his Valentine. I said, no, you got to do it. And he came home just like walking like, he's like, I asked her to be my Valentine. She said, yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Dude, so he has the biggest crush on her. It's so funny. Every day, every single night at bedtime, he's asking questions about her.
Dude.
It's freaking cute.
That is funny. So that's Friday. You guys are going to that.
Yeah.
Bring him to the pickle prom.
Shit, bring them both, dude.
That's funny. So you guys are chaperoning. Did you ever think when you were And I guess seventh, literally. But even like middle school, I remember like in middle school, eighth grade, people would have chaperones. I'd be like, that would suck. That was my parents. Yeah. Did you ever think you'd be a chaperone to your little dude? No,
but you have to. They you can't just drop the kids off or they can't show up. You have to. Like anyone.
Oh, everyone has a parent?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So is they going to dance, you think?
Oh, he better, dude. I could picture him doing his dance with his legs.
Hopefully like he does some fire shit because he can dance.
Oh, he can. He can shake.
You got to get him to wiggle a little bit.
Yeah, he will. I just thought I'm just going to make it so he can't see me and then hopefully chill.
Oh my God, if you can get a video of him dancing on the dance floor, it'd be funny. But Pickle Prom this Friday, everyone's more than welcome. I don't know if it's a members only thing or if it's a free, I should know.
That's a good thing, you probably should know. But
actually, let me find the flyer. Pickle Dojo, 9848 West Peoria Ave, and we are going to be Pickle Dojoing. We're going to be playing pickleball. We're going to have a dance floor. Hit your vape.
I was trying not to cough, dude. I'm just coming off of sickness, so.
Shit, you were sick all week?
All week, dude.
Jesus. Everyone's
fever, just been sick. Everything.
Really?
It was bad.
Oh, God.
It was the most. I'd miss work. I never miss work, but I was sick as
hell. Dude, I haven't been sick since 2024. I didn't get sick once last year.
I didn't either, dude. I didn't get sick one time, and then I got sick back to back. I got sick 2 weeks ago, and it's been so annoying because every time I try to get back into the gym, something will come up, dude. So I've been off and on the last month, which is frustrating.
That is hella annoying.
Yeah.
Pickle Dojo, come on down to Pickle Dojo.
big news was Dana White saying he's not involved anymore, and that Hunter basically runs the show. That was a huge headline.
Really? Dana White came out and said it, or someone else came out and said it?
Dana White is no longer directly involved in UFC matchmaking or fighter contracts, he revealed while testifying to the UFC antitrust lawsuit. I have less than zero involvement in fighter contracts. You won't find one manager on the planet who will tell you I've negotiated a deal and I don't know how long.
Yeah, I mean, I've never dealt with Dana ever dealing with fights. I've always dealt with, first for the long time I dealt with Sean Shelby, and then I started dealing with Hunter. Never dealt with Dana from fights or fight contracts or anything. Hunter's always done that. But yeah, so I'm not really that surprised, but I guess it is kind of surprising for like fans to hear. But I feel like I always kind of knew that. Dana didn't really ever have anything. Not that he doesn't have a say, I'm sure he does, but he doesn't have direct involvement.
I wonder how much he is like involved with the matchmaking, the other aspects of the UFC.
He said not even in the matchmaking?
He didn't say that specifically.
Oh.
People were taking it that way.
Oh, I'm sure he has something to do with the matchmaking, or at least an opinion. He's fucking Dana goddamn White. But yeah, Dana White, makes sense, I guess. Michael, thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Me and Dana go way back, you know, and I can see him from a business standpoint making that comment. I think moving forward, it's best just to let him do his thing.
Yeah, I agree. IRL streaming, we've been going live on TikTok and Twitch. Twitch, we've been going live on for a while, but we said, fuck it, you know what, let's go live on TikTok. Bro, we had 7,000 viewers yesterday just cruising around, listening to Superstar in the car, and we got banned. We got banned for a couple minutes. Yeah. But I think it was because, dude, I pulled up to a red light. We're downtown Phoenix going to the fights.
Right.
Downtown Phoenix, at a red light, a taxi's in this lane, so I'm right here. A taxi's in this lane. Comes out this way. A guy in the back of the taxi, as he's turning, Shaka, freaking out, has the taxi stop in the intersection pretty much. And nice. He got out, came to take a picture, and in a taxi.
The taxi driver stopped.
Yeah. Wow. And so I think that's kind of why we got banned. But we were live on TikTok. It was pretty fire. We've been going live on just doing IRL streams, pickleball, hanging out, going to lunch, going to dinner. We didn't go to the IRL yesterday on the fights. I didn't want to. Too much, but we've been doing that. Shit's kind of fun, dude. It's like building a community. It's like, it's crazy that you can literally see what, say, your favorite fighters or whoever you're watching IRL stream doing what they do on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But just stream, like, it's crazy. We went live Saturday night. Me and Tim were just eating food at my house. And you can bring people in the live stream that asked to come in there. So I picked this person named Taylor. This girl comes in. She's 14, and she starts, like, crying. She's like, I have a picture of you on my wall. She turns her camera on. She shows me the Sugar banner and Sugar stuff. Her mom's there, and, like, her mom's like, oh, my gosh, she's crying. Like, freaking out.
That's crazy, dude.
I was like, imagine, because when you were 14, 15, who was your, like, idol? It's probably a football player.
Probably Brett Favre, yeah.
Brett Favre. Imagine you're just on this app. We didn't have any social media app, but imagine you're on an app and Brett Favre is on the other side and you're 14.
Yeah.
And you have a wall. Yeah, you had posters of Brett Favre on the wall. Dude, that's crazy.
That would be crazy.
It's wild. But that girl was crying. She trains kickboxing and all this stuff. And it was
that
it
made
was,
her whole year.
Yeah, it was fun. We brought in probably 10 different people, and they just, it was fun.
It'd be a cool feeling to do too, to make someone's day like
100%.
That.
100%. It feels good, but I'm surprised Twitch doesn't do that.
Yeah, add features like that.
Dude, because that, I mean, that made it more fun for me, going, bringing people in and stuff. Just ordered my coffee machine, my La Marzocco.
Yeah. I seen Tim made a video with that. Is that like the Lamborghini? They're like, yeah, $4,000.
They're
or something?
Stupid as fuck. But Tim says my happiness levels will be higher. So I'm like,
financial advisor, happiness level. Dude, yeah. Can't find his damn phone.
Fucking tries to get me to come out.
In the closet?
The grinder itself for these fucking things was $1,000.
Damn.
I know, it's stupid. So if I don't get some, but I'm like, speaking of coffee, that's it. I'm calling my babe moms. This pissed me off. I said 11 a.m. on my fucking second coffee. It's currently 11:28.
Damn.
She's testing me. She's fucking testing the buttons. If she doesn't answer, it's going to make me more mad. If she doesn't answer, it's going to make me even more mad, and then I don't even know what I'm going to do. Oh, come on, chat. Come on, chat. SP. Whatever. If I don't get a coffee now, it's 5 minutes, I'm going to freak out. What were we talking about?
Coffee.
Streaming. Grinder. Coffee.
Coffee grinder.
Yep, coffee. I'm excited to get that and raise my happiness levels. Sleep, simple way. Let's think about this. Writing my little notes for the pod. Simple ways to improve your sleep, because I didn't sleep nearly as good last night, and there was a couple of reasons. Mainly because I went to bed way later. Typically, I go to bed around 10:30. Like, I was up till 11:30 last night, maybe even a little bit later, just because I got home so late. But simple ways to improve your sleep is going to bed at the, even if it is, say, 11. That has to be my coffee. Even if it is 11 p.m. every night, it's kind of late, but if it's the same time every day and you wake up around the same time every day, that alone is going to improve your sleep for sure.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the number one things is sleep consistency. And then eating too close.
Look at the clockwork.
That's crazy timing, because I was about to fucking call and chew your bitch ass out. Gracias. Second coffee. Oh yeah, we got another hour in me.
In the Great Falls, Montana mug too. Wow.
Yep, G-Funk. Yep. Eating too close to bed. I notice when I'm in fight camp, my sleep quality is... my sleep has actually been really good out of fight camp in the last few weeks, because I've been doing everything good still. But in camp, I'm eating around 6:30, way earlier than, like, sometimes right now I'll eat like 7:38. And my sleep difference is, it's crazy how much better your sleep is when you eat in early, sleep consistent timing. Do you sleep good?
I sleep great.
You're able to just hit the vape and fall asleep.
Yeah, I hit the vape, fall asleep. No, I leave the vape. No, yeah, that's a lie. I have been leaving the vape on the charger, so I don't hit it in the morning when I wake up. But no, I fall asleep good. Did I get? But it's because I get up so early.
Go ahead.
No, I go to sleep about 8:30, get up at 4.
Damn, that's an impressive sleep schedule. That's good.
I love getting up at 4. I love it, man. But it's hard whenever I try to quit this, that's hard.
Dude, okay. Because
it's such a part of my routine.
Let's do this. These Aura rings are expensive. I want to get you one. But the thing is I don't need you fucking losing it. And I don't need you fucking forgetting to charge it. Because you got to charge it every 4 days. It's simple. You plug it in, keep it on the charger for an hour, and it's charged. Simple. Right. I've had multiple different ones because the battery ends up shitting out after so long. But I've been doing it for about 8 years, Aura Ring. And I want to see how your sleep is.
All right. Oh, I got my labs ordered for Friday, next Friday.
Oh.
To check, because I want to see how the testosterone and all that is now. But I want to see when I quit this, what we were talking about. I'm getting all my testosterone levels, the testosterone kit at LabCorp. I'm going to get it done next Friday. Maybe it'll motivate me. Hopefully, I'm trying everything I can to get this habit kick, and I know I'm going to get there. But I want to see how my testosterone's affected by it, if it is, and then check it 6 months after no nicotine.
Damn, 6 months after. Then you have to quit for 6 months.
Yeah.
What if you did 3 months, and then it's just like a little bit more reasonable? 6 months.
No, but I got it. Fuck yeah. Maybe I'll do 3 months and then 6 months and see how it goes.
Tips to quitting vape.
Dude, trust me, I ChatGPT'd the fuck out of that. My whole shit is like all about it, bro. All about it.
Let's just read it. Because, dude, I guarantee more than 50% of people listening to this are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, it's a motherfucker.
I rarely meet someone that vapes that doesn't want to quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everyone's like, I need to quit. Mitch, our wrestler kid that fought yesterday, he fought his second amateur fight. He's a fucking good athlete. And that motherfucker just hits his vape. Yeah. Hits his vape with puking after the fight, which is could be adrenaline, could be a lot of things. I associate that with the vape.
Yeah.
Be a high level athlete and to be able to fucking.
Yeah. After a good, like when I go hit the gym and then I go run, my mouth's so dry and all that shit from this that yeah. I'll gag, dude, for mm-hmm. like almost.
God.
But it's crazy because I feel like I don't realize how much it really fucks with me. Like even depression, anxiety, yeah. like. And every time I fail to quit, it fucks
makes it worse.
Me. It makes it more depressed. And I beat myself up and I. Because I know I can, dude. And I know the only thing that's stopping me from quitting is my decision to vape. And it's like, fuck. I just got to get past that fucking first week.
Yeah. It says, don't quit cold turkey unless you love suffering.
Yeah, but I've read that's also the best way to quit. Because every time, I've used patches, and then in my mind, it's like my addict mind's like, oh, I'm still doing nicotine. I'd rather fucking...
Yeah. Kill the trigger loops. Identify your top three vape moments. Morning driving, after food, stress. Right. What are your top three vape moments?
It was coffee, but now it's like I wake up and that first hit's just fucking
it feels good.
Yeah, it feels fucking good, dude. And then but it doesn't, it's weird because it does, but it takes my breath away and then I'm like, why the fuck do I like that? And then on the way to the gym, it's just like I'll sit there before and kind of get mentally prepared. That's why it sucks. It's so embedded into my fucking routine.
Yeah,
it's
habit,
so embedded. And then throughout the day, usually it sucks, and that's when I'm like, why do I do this shit, dude? And my mouth's dry as fuck. It makes your breath smell like shit, dude, because your mouth's so dry.
Oof.
And then probably, let's see. Those are two for sure. Waking up. It's not really after I eat because I'm just vaping the whole fucking day. And it's not. And driving probably. But I noticed a lot of times on the way to work I won't even hit it. So.
What about this? It says supplements that help. Optional. Not magic, but supportive. Magnesium, glycinate, L-theanine, omega-3s, and ashwagandha. Dude, I take so many supplements in the morning and in the afternoon that I fucking swear by them. Like I just I swear they make me feel so much better.
Take two of those. I don't know if I think I still take ashwagandha. I got 13 that I take every day, every morning.
Add those.
I don't know.
Set a hard rule. Example, no vapes at home. No vapes before noon. Only gum. No devices. Well,
bro,
not that one. Fuck that one.
If it was that easy, I would just be like, no vaping at all. It's the fucking addict part, dude. I know.
This is just chat. I know. Chat TPG.
Dude, my whole fucking thing on that is crazy, dude.
Biggest relapse traps. Just one hit. Alcohol.
That's how I fucking...
Stressful days. Yeah. Being around other vapors. Yeah. Sounds like...
That's work, dude. That's, everybody.
Sounds like addiction. Yeah. Everyone at work does? Because everyone at work's fucking battled addiction
Well, I mean, yeah. And most people in recovery, dude. Like, I mean, I don't want to... fucking label it all, but most people do. I mean, because that's like when you quit, that's your only fucking vice. I mean, I remember when I first quit, I was smoking 8 cigarettes and drinking a whole ass pot of coffee every morning. I'd get up at 4 and I would sit outside.
Holy fuck.
I'd do the sauna.
Sounds kind of fire though.
I'd do the sauna and the cold plunge and I'd sit there and I'd read the Bible in a Year podcast, or I'd watch it and read it and just sit there and smoke. And it took away like anxiety because it was before I could work because my knee was still fucked up. And so I'd do that. And that would be 8 cigarettes every in like 2 hours, dude.
That's crazy.
So it got better from there, but fuck, man.
Like Alex, kid, I was talking about that second pro fight. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer and he fights.
Does he have vapes or no?
No, that's Mitch. But he doesn't smoke cigarettes, but after every fight, he'll crush a pack of Camel Crush. After every fight, but then he quits.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah, that is insane. I guess it's motivating to get a fight booked, eh? Hey. Yeah. Addictions for me, I'd say, was girls. Was probably the biggest. That's one of the ones that I fucking... The FOMO of going out last night. Like, I just couldn't do it.
It's because you didn't.
Couldn't do it because it's like one time turns into... For me, it's like... It's probably like hitting that vase. It's like this exact same thing. One time. I'm going to go out one time. And it's like, fuck. Yeah. Next weekend rolls around. It's like, well, I don't have anything coming up. Mm-hmm.
Shit, a real addict that turns into every day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how my shit was. I was like, fuck it, dude, one more day.
Oh, I feel like I had an addict hit in that space.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that, it's like, oh, G felt it. He felt the drive home. I was like, let's get there. Just get one more feet forward.
Yeah.
We made it, though.
The thought of that shit gives me more anxiety now than it used to be. Like,
going out?
Yeah, I used to. But the anxiety of trying to figure out how to get home. like, especially with Zay and stuff, it's like, how do you, yeah. how am I going to fucking, I can't sleep all day. Mm. You know what I mean? Because then what is he
going
to do?
Dude, that was the worst when I was going out a little bit. And I would pretty much stay up till 7, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Or I'd either get home and not sleep or get sleep for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then Danny would be like, here's the kids. I'm like, yeah. or, well, it was just Elena at the time. But here's Elena. And Elena's like, Daddy. I'm like, yeah. Can I do this to myself?
Yeah.
So I woke up this morning, just, I did my PMF 15 minute meditation, and I was just smiling, knowing Tim and Art were like,
hurting.
Probably hurting.
Feel like a monk.
I was just like, I am God's cousin.
Son.
Why not his cousin?
It can't be his cousin, dude. It's gotta be his son.
Does God have cousins?
I don't think so, dude.
Let's ask GBT. Right, let's see. That's not it. That's my notes. Does God have cousins?
In most religious traditions, God isn't seen as part of a human family tree, so no cousins. Yeah. God is typically understood as eternal.
Is Jesus?
He'd have cousins, maybe. He'd definitely have cousins. I think. Mary and Joseph, if they had some
Does
kids.
Does Jesus have cousins?
In the Christian tradition, yeah, Jesus is often said to have had
so
cousins.
I could be his...
The Gospels mention figures like James, Joseph, or Joseph, Simon, and Jude, who are described as brothers of Jesus. Some interpret that as cousins or close kin, depending on the translation and tradition.
Interesting. Very cool. Speaking of Jesus, speaking of God, speaking of religion, Schmidt isn't here today because he's at church.
Schmidt, good for Schmidt, dude.
Schmidt, he's a Catholic, and he's there, and he's there at church, so he's being doing church stuff with his boo. And I said, you know what, Schmidt? That's great for you. Good for you. If that's helping,
like,
good.
I feel like all the Epstein files and all that shit coming out should make people even more believe that that shit's real.
That God's real?
Yeah, dude. Because all that shit's so demonic with the fucking cannibalism and like how the very, very top people who have all the money and the power are into all that crazy shit, dude.
Yeah, it is weird. It's fucking hard to wrap your head around. It's like you don't know what's real. You don't know what's fake. A bunch of people are coming out with, oh, this guy was on Epstein. It's like you don't really know.
And that sucks too, yeah, because you don't know. And you don't know what people coming forward are truthful. I mean, it's clear he was. I mean, he got convicted. So.
Yeah.
But then you think with the power and the people he's connected to, he could very well not be dead. Because how easy is that to cover up? You know what I mean? When you control the media and you control everything,
for
like
real.
Anything you want us to believe, we're going to believe. Because they got proof, just like it's a fucking movie, you know?
Yeah,
and that's what's to me. That's what I find more faith in God and all of that.
Epstein files. Like, what else is going around? Like, I feel like every time there's something big in the news, it's like they're because there's something else is getting
they're
distracted.
Covering up.
Like, what's going on right now that we're not seeing because of all these files? They want us to be.
Who knows? They're not letting us see.
Or yeah, it's fucking crazy.
World War III is about to pop up. Maybe.
Yeah, World War III. Who would fight? Who would fight in that?
Shit, us versus China and Russia.
God.
I mean, there's
let me and Peter settle it. Oh, he's from Thailand. Fuck.
Peter's from Thailand?
Yeah.
Dang.
You didn't notice?
Is he a ladyboy?
He's getting surgery. I don't know.
What if he came out
there? I have no idea what he's getting surgery on. Supposedly his back. Supposedly his sack. I don't know. I don't know. He's getting a fucking cock enlargement. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I was watching Kill Tony the other day, and this dude got a... penis and enlargement, but they can't do it length. They can only do girth.
So he's got like a fucking.
But he said he didn't want to go double. He wanted to go triple.
Damn.
So he's just got a fuck
Coke can on him.
It was the size of a Coke can. It was a size. they did it. It was the size of a can, and it was a fucking hilarious interview.
God.
But and you could just like see, he wore like kind of tight jeans. And you could just kind of see it bulging.
So he's got a short little.
And
Coke
it's always kind of hard because it's plastic.
Right.
And so it was pretty interesting. It was funny as fuck. You don't ever really watch Kill Tony, do you?
No, I haven't.
It's fuck, dude.
It's
you would like that humor.
Yeah,
it's funny. Yeah, you'd like that. what else we got going on? Let's ask. We got a couple questions here from the old YouTube.
They're probably mostly gonna be for me. So just
no, that's
just
fine. I'll shut the fuck up.
There you go.
I
just don't want you to feel
on coffee right now.
I just don't want you to feel insecure if it's
no. Is that
430 questions?
Were you projecting?
Yeah, gaslighting a lot, big time.
What's your morning routine, bud?
Morning routine right now. Every morning, I've been going in my recovery room, lay on my PMF machine, do a 15-minute meditation, go to my red light, and I've been reading and writing. Literally reading like a chapter. Today was about this motivation, ambition. It was pretty good. It's called this book called Manifestation or Motivate Manifest, something like that. But it's been a good book. Write a little page, hit a couple stretches. Hydrate, drink my Doing Well, which the coconut lime is shipping literally, I think, is shipping this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's going to be shipping this week. The raspberry is going to be shortly behind. For all the pre-orders, we're not, the actual launch still hasn't went live, but everyone that pre-ordered the coconut lime is going to be there before the raspberry. It's coming. It's happening. I'm excited. Let's go. But I hydrate. And then, I go grab baby, grab my little sweet Mateo, go in the room. He gets so excited to see me. I change his diaper because he pisses himself all fucking night. God. And it's so cute. And he's just the cutest little dude. And we bonded. We've been bonding this week. We've been hanging out a lot more because Danny's mom's in Mexico. And ooh, she works. She watches Mateo Monday, Thursday, Friday. She's been gone. And Danny's been working. So I've just been having him all day.
That's good.
And we've been hella bonding. Went to lunch. Went to a furniture store. It was fire. We just hung out. It was so sick. But we make breakfast, we make coffee, and Monday, Thursday, Friday, I do Spanish at 9 a.m. with Julissa, my Spanish teacher. So that's pretty much my routine. It's pretty cool. And then I'm just great. I go outside. It's been beautiful outside. We got a couple of hammocks, get some sun, spread the leg, try to get the sun on the hole for at least 5.
Yeah. A little sun bleach in the butt.
Yeah. But what about you? What's your morning routine been?
Just wake up.
That's sick.
Get up, hit my vape first thing, you know, take a little puffski, dude. Wake up, take shit, go get my pre-workout in.
Here we go.
Hit the gym for about an hour and a half. Hit a little tan sometimes after.
Damn.
Yeah, it feels
GTL?
Good. A little bit of GTL, yeah. Well, Steph does the laundry, so I don't have to
do
that.
So just GT?
Just GT. Damn. Come home, hit the supplements, take a shower, and go to work.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, I love my bidet. I have a heated seat. So when I go sit down, is my boo here? Huh. Love my bidet. Go sit on my seat, hit that thing.
You just have the water.
At least 20 seconds.
Just up the
just. Sometimes I just sit down, I just pee and still hit it.
Might as well, dude. Fuck it.
Next question.
Is the water warm?
Yes.
If you go back in time and change one thing / decision about your career, what would it be?
I mean, I am in such a fucking great. I would say not fighting Rob so close to that surgery the second time. Giving myself more time to prepare for that, more time to heal. I think that's probably my only regret. And I won the first fight, so I shouldn't even have gave him a fucking rematch, but I did.
That should be your regret then, is giving him the rematch.
Giving Rob a rematch after I fucking beat him first, third, fifth round. People are going to go back and watch that and be like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
He actually did. It's crazy.
I know. I think he won the second one too.
I mean, that's debatable.
I think the end of this question is interesting. It says, do you have any pieces of advice for young fighters, and is it even worth it?
Oh, is it even worth it? There's very, 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 very few people that are going to go to the gym, have a goal, have a dream, and make a living off of fighting. It's fucking 1%. Like,
probably less than 1%.
And it's like, what do you know, you give it your whole 20s, you know, you're 18, you go, you fucking want to fight, you get in the UFC when you're 25, 26, you fight till you're 35, you make a couple hundred thousand, it's like, then what? At that point, you can be a coach, maybe make a living being a coach, maybe open a gym, I don't know. Tough to say. You have to really, it has to be inside. You have to want it so much that you have no choice but to go after it. You gotta fucking, yeah, it's a feeling. You know, like I just knew I had to chase this dream. I had no other option. I had no other goals. I was going to make this work. And if you don't have that desire and ambition and passion for it, then it's probably not worth it.
Would you do boxing after or between your time as a UFC fighter?
I would do it during, and I mean, yeah, I don't know. I would both, before, during, after. Before would be hard, but well, I did it before, so fuck, all three. What about you?
You know, if I could go back in time, I'd probably do it after.
See,
I mean,
for sure,
it seems the only logical answer.
Yep.
For me personally.
Very light comment here. It says, where's Schmitty?
Church.
Yep, Schmitty's at church. Let me call him and see what the sermon was today, because he said he really only likes the first 15 minutes.
He likes the singing.
Let's see. There's no way. I mean, it's 11:47 right now, unless he went to 11 o'clock.
What up, G?
Schmitty, we're live on the podcast. How was church, brother? Don't fucking tell me you didn't go, or I'll fucking throw this phone through a window.
No, I went. And we went to get some wildfire after.
Okay. How was it?
He sounds sad. Good.
You do sound a little bit sad.
I'm just busy and tired, my man. Okay. Got a lot going on.
Okay, we love you. We're just checking in on you. We were asking, or we're doing YouTube questions, and someone said, "Where's Schmitty?" And I said, "You know what? Let's give him a goddamn jingle." So, how was the first 15 minutes of church? Did you guys sing?
Yeah, they do the regular church stuff, but man, it was good. It was good. I'm not trying to like preach me going to church or anything. I'm just doing it for myself.
No, I agree. I think I think it's wonderful. But all right, champ, you hope you have a better day, brother.
You too, my man.
Man, he sounded sad as fuck.
I know. Schmidt really wears it, man. You either know he's happy or you know he's sad, and he always thinks I'm out to get him for some reason. He always thinks I'm trying to fucking hurt him, hurt his feelings somehow. He's like, "I'm just trying to be me, brother." But he sent me a nice text yesterday.
What is your favorite combo to throw in a fight?
Just one of those.
I like a teep followed by an elbow. Fake headbutt.
I don't really throw many elbows.
You got great elbows.
I like, I like whatever lands, man. Whatever lands on the chin-chin-chin and the body-by-body, that's the shit I like.
Yeah, I like a leg kick.
This is a deep question. It says, is the size of Yadong in the fight or the size of the fight in Yadong asking for a friend?
Very, very deep. I will say Yadong was bigger than I expected.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What is the best age to start MMA if you want to be a professional?
5.
3.
I mean, the younger the better, right? Unless you get burnt out. There is people I've seen that just get burnt out when they start when they're 4, 5, 6 years old. I literally started MMA when I was 18. I started kickboxing when I was 16. I always have like 17-year-olds ask me, is it too late to start MMA? It's like, dude, I started MMA pretty much when I was 18 years old. It was in the UFC 23, which I got lucky. My career played out the way it did. But it's like, dude, if you're 17 and you train hard as fuck for 10 years, you could you could basically become a master at anything in 10 years. If you really put your mind and your full effort into something for 10 years, you can get good as fuck at anything.
So you're going to be fluent in Spanish in the next 10?
I really hope so.
Is it more valuable for a fighter to promote themselves as a person, like get to know them personally, hobbies, family, or create entertainment drama to pro fights? I'm assuming like...
It's a great question. I think there's a balance, a mixture of both. Mm-hmm. I think a mixture of both, for sure. That's a good question. Mixture. But most people don't really give a fuck about the personal stuff unless it's somehow entertaining. They want to see a character. You sit on the couch, you turn on the TV, you want to see a fucking character. For the most part. You don't want to see, you know, had a good training camp, love my team, God's good. It's like people want to see someone fucking Connor scream. Throw a chair at someone. Be crazy. Like, that's who you want to watch more. In my opinion, but I could be wrong. Mm-hmm.
What's a habit / mindset you built outside the gym that quietly made the difference in your career?
Habit / mindset. Making recovery more like a habit. It's like, it's just part of the day.
Prioritizing
recovery. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
Spokesperson. Mm-hmm. He's my PR spokesperson, so...
Does fathering a son feel different other than the obvious to fathering a daughter?
It does.
New dad here.
It absolutely does. It's something different. I don't even know if it's really explainable. Something about having a little dude. I felt like when I have my Elena, I'm like, okay, whenever I have a little dude, it's going to be the same kind of. It's just like a baby, but it's different. Like, Mateo is a little me. Elena is very much so a little me, but it's also like she's a mini Danny more so. Actually, she acts more like me. But she's a girl, so it's hard to... Yeah. Mateo's a Mexican sugar. It's crazy.
Yeah, he definitely is.
But yes, it is different having a boy and a girl.
How to stop flinching, have better reflexes while sparring, and how to increase your reaction.
Stop being a bitch.
Stop being a pussy-ass bitch. Yeah. No, a lot of... There's people that deal with it that just are so flinchy. It's usually more... It's more so usually in girls that I've seen it, but they're just so flinchy. It's like, I don't know what... I don't know how to teach that. I don't know what to be... I don't know. I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know what I mean.
More experience, more reps in there.
Just gotta build your confidence.
Build your confidence. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Do you believe every man out there should learn how to fight or at least defend themselves?
Yes and no. I mean, there's some men out there that it's just like, you might as well not learn how to fight.
And there's guns for a reason.
Such a pussy. It's such a fucking bitch that it's literally like, doesn't matter.
I mean, if you got a gun, you can defend yourself against
exactly
anybody.
So there's some men out there, it's like, get good at shooting. Mm-hmm. Instead, don't waste your time fucking trying shit.
Would you be interested in doing a recap with MMA Guru after every numbered event?
Absolutely. Me and Guru have a crazy flow. The numbers crush. The comments crush. You know, when it's just me and Guru, we have a good flow. Did you ever listen to me and Guru's partner?
Yeah, you guys
like a decent flow. I mean,
it's
fucking, it's, you know, we're both 6'5", and we flow. So, yeah, I would. When is the next number one's actually, dude, the next numbered event's in fucking March. That's bullshit. Let me pull up the UFC because there's fights. Is Sean Strickland this weekend?
Charles Oliveira fight?
That's March 7th. That's February 21st. So we have a weekend off of fights. And we have Sean Strickland versus Anthony Hernandez.
You're good.
What was the other? Aaron Hernandez. Yeah. Anthony versus Sean Strickland. It's going to be a good fight. Where's that one even at?
Sean's going to get a W there, because or else he's going to be irrelevant. Nobody really cares about Sean no more.
I mean, he's 34. He's kind of in his prime. Probably last couple good fights out of him. He's fun to watch. He's a fucking character. I don't mind him. But co-main event, Dan Ige. These fights honestly are butt cheeks. Dan Ige is always fun to watch, though. We'll talk about those fights next weekend, I guess, when the fights come around. Let me see. What else we got going on?
If Rob gets the next title shot, are you going to wait it out or are you going to go out there and fight?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't even know how much of it is my say. I'm going to wait till the UFC hits me up and let me know what they want. So, ideally, I mean, everyone keeps saying, what do you want? I want Petr Yan next. I hate the idea of him coming off back surgery and fighting Merab. It's just like, I'm like, fuck. Especially if he tries to rush it. I fucking rushed it with my hip, and that was not, it's completely different than a back. I don't know how extensive his back surgery is. Like, it sounds bad. Back surgery?
Back surgery does.
And then you're going to fight Merab. You're going to fucking fight Merab within a year after having back surgery. It sounds like a fucking terrible mistake. So I don't know.
So you want him to fight you off of back surgery?
Dude, yes. I'm not going to go out there and shoot and try to wrestle him. You imagine trying to go through fight camp trying
I'm
to wrestle?
Kidding.
No, I know you are, but the yeah, I think, I mean, and it makes sense. Why would you fight Merab after back surgery when you could fight me? I suck at wrestling. I can't grapple. I'm 1-2 in my last 3. Like, pick me, man.
We don't see you in Happy Dad content much anymore. Are you still affiliated with them?
I'm not. I'm not a Happy Dad anymore. I mean, I'm a Happy Dad, but I'm not affiliated with Happy Dad anymore. They dropped me. They dropped me, man. Next question. I don't want to talk about.
What 5 foods from your diet are most impactful in a positive way?
I said that again? What?
What are your 5 best foods?
Oh, 5 best foods.
Your specific diet, like, especially like in fight.
Dude, fucking steak. I love steak. Love steak. Okay. Eggs. Love steak and eggs.
Yeah.
Oats. I love oats. Rice. I love rice.
What kind of rice? White rice? Brown rice?
Good question.
Jasmine.
What's your
foot? Chicken, quinoa, white rice, eggs, spinach.
Wow. Healthy guys at hotmail.com.
That's
because
that's what I eat every day.
Yeah, that was good, man. I think I only did 4, but quinoa, I'll add 5. I need to order protein. That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
Remind me in 20 minutes to order protein. Do you ever use Siri like that or Amazon or anything?
No.
Dude, I fucking do it every day, all day.
I honestly don't even know how to.
You just hold it and say, remind me to breathe in 12 minutes.
Okay.
And in 12 minutes, I'll go, make sure you breathe. Then I go.
I could use that for work, actually.
Sometimes I hold my breath. Oh, I love that thing. Set. You could even say, hey Siri. Oh, I don't want it to come on. I did. And then say, set timer for 5 minutes. And I just use that all the freaking time. And I'm always using it, man.
Sean, will you be working out with Craig Jones? He would be a great addition to your ground game. Plus, the content would be so good.
Craig's came in a couple times. Never rolled with him. I mean, he's just so big and so far. I mean, it would be pointless. He'd just kill me. And then it would be pointless. But it'd be fun to train with him though, 100%. He's funny. His content's great. He's fucking funny. I think I saw something him versus Dylan Danis, right?
I think I did see something about
that. Dude, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Supposedly Dylan Danis gifted me 20 subs on Twitch too. We don't know if it was the real Dylan Danis or not, but it was Dylan Danis BJJ. So shout out Dylan. Dylan, fucking thank you, brother.
What's the belief you had early on about MMA that you now completely disagree with?
early on belief MMA and now that I completely disagree with. I used to, like, I probably about the weight cutting thing. I used to think like, oh, the more weight you cut, the better it is. But it's like, I just don't believe that anymore. I don't think cutting more weight necessarily is a good thing. Type shit. Damn. Dude, Max Holloway versus Charles Oliveira. I know it's March 7th. I know it's still far away, but god damn it, this is an exciting fight for the BMF belt. And I think I'm going to be in Vegas. March 7th, I'm supposed to go to Missoula. And, you know, we have a bunch of guys fighting in Missoula and for the Red Hawk team. But I think I'm going to be going to Vegas to do a bunch of content with Paramount because they're season 50 of Shit. Survivor.
Damn.
And I fucking, dude, I binged watch Survivor a ridiculous amount of hours. And they heard that I was a fan. I talked about it a little bit. And so I'm going to probably shoot some content with them around that March 7th fight. So I'll probably be in Vegas, possibly sitting with Jeff. With a fucking, I don't know. I can't give away too much.
How would you do on a Survivor?
That's the thing, man. I think I've lived too good of a life to go and succeed in Survivor. And I feel like I'd get voted off early. Because I'm like, people, like, they don't want to see someone make the prize is $1 million. They don't want to see someone that's already made a bunch of money win.
Right.
Like, that's always a like, conversation if they find someone, like, I think there was an NFL guy on there one time. Like, they found out he was in the NFL. And they're like, he doesn't need money. It's an easy way to get someone off.
Right.
And I feel like the bugs would get to me. Yeah. Like sleeping outside with bugs.
You don't like the bugs? You don't mind? Or I don't mind bugs.
Like getting bit all night.
Oh, that would drive me nuts.
That's right. That's what yeah, I mean. Yeah. Like not if a fucking worm crawls across. Like, yeah. But like the bugs just getting bit all night, not eating. I'm already fucking skinny.
Right, you'd be fucked.
You ever been a street fight?
Yeah.
Yep. Adam Pfeiffer.
Give us that story.
Adam Pfeiffer, oh, give it to him.
All right. Me and this other kid were driving around one day. In the car, this kid wanted to fight for whatever reason. I honestly don't even remember why. But I was like, I don't even fucking know. So he fought this kid, Mitch. Long story short, this kid talked shit to me for like 6 months. I'd never been in a fight before. He was talking about how he was knocked all these kids out. He was a varsity wrestler. He was my age, was a year younger than me, grade-wise. And finally, it was like 6 months went by, and we were at a varsity volleyball game. And I was like, fuck it, dude. I'm fucking so over this shit.
Varsity volleyball game?
Yeah.
Dude. At Capitol?
Yeah. Fire. And I called my dad. I said, Dad, I'm fucking over it. Because I've been telling my dad. I was like, I don't know why he wants to fight me. I don't even know him. And so I said, fuck it. I'm doing it. I looked at him. I remember punching the bleachers shit. I was just like, let's fucking go. Me and my friend Josh Smith said we'd take the first punch in our first fight. And we just did. And he beat the shit out of the kid. Anyway, so we're going. Everyone's all ready to go. We start walking around the back of the building. We go. We're face to face. He swings. It goes around my head. And I grab him. And I was like, poof, poof. Three headbutts.
Ow.
I picked him up. Dropped him into the ground. I hit him. Boom. Like, I just remember feeling my hand sink in. I literally don't remember much of that. Me and him became best, like, really good friends after that. And I didn't know he went to the hospital after either. He got up and he fell back down and his girlfriend took him to the hospital. He called me baby back bitch.
And then, after or before?
After. Baby back bitch. And then, he would tell that story. We'd go party all the time. Like he was literally hung out.
That's fucking
every crazy. Day of the summer. He was like my best friend for that summer. And he would always tell that story. And it was funny because I learned more about the story every time. And
Adam Pfeiffer, right?
Adam Pfeiffer.
That's so weird. I remember that name. Yeah. I remember what song you were listening to, too. Oh, wait. Ambition is a Rider.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Me and just, I don't think I listened to that before.
I feel like there was a fight you got into.
I don't remember. There's.
Because I remember just, hearing that song and thinking like that was a song Michael fought to. Or
Josh, well, that was a fight. Me and when Josh got into his fight, before that, we had that song jamming, and that's the song I was thinking of in my head.
It's a ride. It's
fucking
ride. You don't want to fuck
me.
I was pretty good at avoiding altercations. I didn't like altercations. I never looked at fighting. I always looked at it as a sport, so I never really felt like, I don't know.
Yeah, I try to avoid them now for the most part, unless there's, I mean, if there was a reason, but... It takes a lot to piss me off. But too, now it's scary. You never know who's going to fucking shoot you. Or
in Arizona, for sure. Like, yeah. You don't know who's got that yeah on them.
Or if somebody catches you, even if you could typically kick their ass, but someone catches you and then they're stomping your fucking head. Oh, yeah. Dude, like,
there's no ref.
No.
There's no one to stop it. And someone blacks out and they fucking, you get cracked, you get knocked out.
Or you hit somebody and they hit their head and they
die.
Yeah,
you kill a motherfucker.
So the only way I'm getting in a fight is if it's necessary.
Life or death, yeah. Necessary.
Yeah. What's the hardest you've ever been hit in a fight or spar?
Hardest, probably Peter, that left hand. Boom, turn, dude. I got a chin on me, though. I will say, I do got a fucking pretty good chin on me. That fucking turned my head around. Yeah. Boom. And I fucking didn't drop me. Fucking was, he grabbed a hold of me and took me down after. But I got cracked, like, when I was, I think, early pro, I got hit with a left head kick. And that fucking, boom, hit me. And I fell down, hit my head on the mat. That was probably the hardest I've been hit. That was probably 2015, 16. That one was bad. Fucked me up. Concussion.
When was the first time you ever KO'd somebody? Like, what was the first time, first fight?
I was probably like TKO 16, 17. KO probably 18.
Do you remember the specific person? Like how it went down? Was like what the strike was?
Hit that vape real quick. Thanks. No, I don't.
Bring in the 10K.
Huh?
Is it bring in the 10K? For you to hit the
bait. Oh, God. Dude, we got the Super Bowl today. We got some
fat-ass
prize picks on the line.
Oh, remember one year? Didn't you have like $1 million yes. one year? Did you got that again? Same
no.
shit or no?
That was not... That we did not fucking hit that. And, dude, honestly, it was $100,000 to win $1 million. And it went... It literally was a five picks. Smoked it. Rush needed 11 more yards.
Oh, yeah, shit, I remember
11
that.
More yards. It went into overtime. I know. They're on, like, the 12-yard line.
I remember
that. And like, you need a rush. They gave him the ball, and he ran for, like, 6 yards. And I'm like, fuck! It didn't hit. But this one...
What do you got? This,
yeah. This one, we got a fucking juicy one. 10,000 to win 50,000. Sam Darnold, 230.5 pass yards. Cooper Kupp, 3 receiving yards.
3 receiving yards or 3 receptions?
3 receptions, sorry. All right. Stevenson, 49.5 rush yards.
I think that's locked.
It's locked. Yeah. I'm telling you, that shit about to be hit. And we're going to go to the strip club. And we're going to give all the single moms $100 for a lap dance. I feel
who
like...
You got Seahawks?
I got Patriots. Damn. Drake May came out, said he's a Sugar fan. I was like, I didn't really know who to go for. So I was like, boom, done.
I'd like to see Drake win. I'm so torn on it. I want to see him win because it's the second year, right? Second year?
Yeah, second year.
I think that would be cool.
But it also would be cool to see Sam because he's in like eighth year. Ninth year. But dude, speaking of strip clubs, it's like, the more I think about it, it's like you're paying for entertainment and you're help like to a good cause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, it's really not that bad.
Never been a fan.
I haven't either. I've never liked strip clubs. I'm always like, it feels weird. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm maturing and I'm more wise. I'm like, okay, you're going to go sit at home and watch stuff on YouTube that doesn't help moms, single moms, or you're gonna go and help single moms by while paying them to like I'm an entertainer, people pay to do that. Like, I just feel like I should give back more. So that's what I think. But I mean, that's pretty much it. Yep. That's pretty much it. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, show your grandma. I guarantee you're gonna love that shit. You guys.